right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on a Tuesday here. A few showers making their way through South Baldwin County. Nowhere near as intense as the rain we were getting yesterday morning at this time. But not to worry, says Dr. Bill. More showers on the way. We'll talk to him in detail at 6:35. Also talk about the tropics with Dr. Bill. And that's coming up. Also, we will be checking in this morning with Quinn Hillier in the 8 o'clock hour. And as always, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Sean Sullivan right there, Dalton Orwig.
Right here.
And it's time for coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. What did we see yesterday?
All right, Sean, we'll start nationally where we have 4,275,000 total cases of coronavirus and just over 140,000 deaths in America due to COVID-19. Yesterday, there were 55,184 new cases added for the nation. Now, Mondays are normally underreported after the weekend, but this is still the lowest number of cases added in one day since July 7th. So that dropped the seven-day average a little bit to 65,896 cases per day, while the seven-day average for testing is at an all-time high of 816,000 per day. That's right around an 8.1% total positivity rate for the nation. There were also 428 deaths added yesterday. That's the lowest number since last Monday, but the most for a reported Monday this month. I already mentioned that Mondays we normally see some underreported numbers as there's a lag from the different testing sites and hospitals around the nation. So we're averaging 914 deaths per day nationally over the last week. That's the highest that number has been since June 3rd. There have now been over 52 million total coronavirus tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 79,129 confirmed cases in the state and 1,446 have died due to COVID-19. There are also currently 1,599 people hospitalized currently. That's the latest reported number, and I believe the highest that we've seen to date. Yesterday, 1,178 cases were added for Alabama. That dropped the seven-day average a little bit to 1,631 cases per day, and we're averaging just over 9,000 tests per day. So for Alabama, that's an 18% positivity rate, much higher than the national average of 8.2%. Also, 18 deaths reported for Alabama yesterday after 71 were reported over the weekend. That's the largest increase on a Monday since June 8th for our state, and the seven-day average is at an all-time high of 27 deaths per day for Alabama. There have also been 32,500 presumed recoveries from COVID-19 here in our state. Mobile County yesterday had the most new cases added, 168 new cases with one new death, bringing the total to 7,361 cases with 176 that have died due to the virus. Baldwin County added 62 new cases and zero deaths. They've had 2,727 cases with 17 that have died. Washington County has had 278 cases with 10 deaths. Clark County, 440 cases with 9 deaths. Monroe County, 362 cases with 3 that have died. Kanaka County, 340 cases with 9 deaths. Escambia County, 841 cases with 15 deaths. Choctaw County has had 263 cases of coronavirus with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County, 385 cases with 9 deaths. And yesterday, the first time in a long time that Jefferson County did not add the most cases in the state. I already mentioned Mobile added the most yesterday. Jefferson County added 162 new cases with 1 new death. They still have over 3,000 more cases than Mobile County, which Mobile's second leading county in the nation with the number of cases and deaths. There have also been 203 deaths in Jefferson County due to COVID-19. That's a look around the state and the nation as far as the coronavirus numbers are concerned.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. Plus, we'll talk about what the state is doing to try to mitigate this, making last call at 11 o'clock in the evening for bars for alcohol. Maybe 11 o'clock is going to be the fix. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Right now, let's talk about what went on in Washington yesterday with the highest-ranking member of the Trump White House to test positive for coronavirus so far is the National Security Advisor. News broke before the president headed to a vaccine-making facility in North Carolina. Bob Constantini figures we'll be hearing a lot more about the vaccine development as the calendar moves closer to Election Day. Here's an update from Westwood One.
Aides say Robert O'Brien speculates he caught COVID-19 either during a recent trip to France or via a family party. A statement from the White House says O'Brien has mild symptoms and is working from a remote location. It adds there is no risk of exposure to President Trump. Those who come in contact with the president regularly are tested daily. The president visiting a biopharmaceutical site in North Carolina, playing up its help with several other companies in developing potential vaccines against COVID-19. He would like to bring good news to the nation, weary of shutdowns and economic hardships.
We're mass-producing all of the most promising vaccine candidates in advance so that on the day one that it's approved, it'll be available to the American people immediately.
The Biden campaign responds with hints the president might try to rush the vaccine process for political gain. It calls for scientists and public health experts to make the decisions with regard to safety and effectiveness and for supporting data to be made public. It was a week ago the president shifted his attitude and even acknowledged coronavirus affecting the United States would get worse before it gets better. But there's a bit of a shift into reverse, with the president talking up the promise of vaccines in North Carolina. As surges in COVID-19 cases have occurred in all states recently, he's anxious once again.
I really do believe a lot of the governors should be opening up states that they're not opening.
When touring the facility, Mr. Trump did wear a mask, only the second time he's been willing to have the media seeing him do so. Ironically, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was one of the first West Wing officials who would regularly appear at events with his mouth and nose covered, as the health experts have been urging months ago. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Right, 615 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. So the angle is from the Democrats, the president's only pushing this vaccine for political gain. Okay. All right. Duly noted. On the way in sports, Dalton, what do we got?
An update on what's going on in Major League Baseball as the Miami Marlins, nearly half the team has tested positive for COVID-19, and there were games canceled last night and for tonight. Also, two counties in Alabama announced no varsity sports this fall. I'll let you know who that is coming up in sports.
Also, so you heard the announcement yesterday, or maybe you didn't. The ABC board is tackling the spread of coronavirus by shutting down alcohol sales at 11 p.m., and you got to be finished with your drinking by 11:30. That should solve it. We'll give you details on that coming up in the next about 15 minutes. Also, Dr. Bill on the way, and headlines from WKRG next.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning, 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, one day after it was announced that four players on the Miami Marlins had tested positive for COVID-19, seven more players and two coaches on the team also tested positive on Monday. The Marlins had just wrapped up a three-game series in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Their home opener against Baltimore Monday night was postponed, along with the Phillies matchup against the Yankees. Instead of heading back to Miami, the Marlins will bus to Baltimore for games against the Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday night. And tonight's Phillies game against the Yankees is also expected to be postponed if test results for Philly are still unknown. Meanwhile, after a scheduled meeting with the 30 team owners, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB Network that they are not yet considering shutting down the season. Manfred said that officials knew there would be positive tests at some point, and its testing plan was built to handle such an incident.
But I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Well, there were nine games played yesterday, with the Philly and Miami games postponed for testing and the White Sox-Indians game postponed due to weather. The Atlanta Braves fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 14-5. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson opened the scoring in the second inning with his second home run in 2 days, but the Rays scored eight runs in the fourth inning to blow the game open. Braves pitcher Mike Foltynewicz gave up six runs and took the loss for the Braves. Tampa outfielder Hunter Renfroe hit two deep and put up four RBI in the win. The Braves and Rays scheduled to play again tonight in Tampa at 5:40 before heading back to Atlanta for the home opener against Tampa tomorrow night. The Mets bounced back from a big loss to the Braves on Sunday with a 7-4 win over Boston last night. Anthony Rizzo hit his third home run of the year, and the Cubs beat the Reds 8-7. Teoscar Hernandez hit two of Toronto's four home runs against the Nationals, with the Blue Jays beating Washington 4-1. Oakland shut out the LA Angels 3-0. The Padres scored five fourth-inning runs in a 6-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Houston beat Seattle 8-5 with homers from Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve. Kansas City hit six home runs in a 14-6 win over Detroit. And Milwaukee rallied with four runs in the ninth inning to beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in 11 innings. With the Alabama High School Athletic Association announcing last week that the fall sports calendar will go ahead as scheduled, the association's leaders left the decision of whether to play those fall sports up to individual schools and school districts. Mobile County and Birmingham City Schools have already announced that there will be no middle school sports played this year. And yesterday, according to Ben Thomas from AL.com, Greene and Sumter counties became the first to announce that they would delay varsity sports for at least the first 9 weeks of the season. Greene County High and Sumter Central are the only two high schools whose seasons have now been postponed, although it does affect each team that those two schools had on their schedules. Greene County competes in 3A Region 1, while Sumter competes in 4A Region 3. AHSAA Executive Director Steve Savarese said last week that games in which one team is unable to compete will result in a forfeit victory for the opponent. The two counties' decisions could also be a sign of things to come as we await the ruling on fall varsity sports from other school districts across the state. In college athletics, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference became the eighth D1 conference to cancel fall sports for the 2020 season. The MAAC does not compete in football, but the decision affects other sports, including soccer, volleyball, and cross country. The seven other conferences that have postponed their seasons do compete in football: the American East, Atlantic 10, Colonial Athletic Association, Ivy League, Mideastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and SWAC have all postponed their fall seasons. So far, the Big Ten and Pac-12 are the only Power 5 conferences to announce they'll play conference-only schedules this fall. We're still awaiting word from the SEC, ACC, and Big 12. New Orleans Saints future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees continues to give back to the community. Yesterday on his Instagram page, alongside his wife Brittany, Brees announced that they are donating another $5 million through the Brees Dream Foundation to help fight COVID-19 in Louisiana. Brees said that the money will go towards building healthcare centers around the state.
In partnership with Ochsner Health, we will create community health centers in underserved communities throughout the great state of Louisiana. These health centers will offer primary and specialty care to communities who need it most and promote health equity for all.
Back in March, the Brees family donated $5 million to help feed people in the state during the pandemic. With the release of yesterday's video, Number 9 wrote that he and his wife Brittany have always tried to address the greatest needs of their communities through their foundation and personal giving. Brees is preparing to begin his 20th season in the NFL, his 15th with New Orleans. In March, he signed a two-year, $50 million contract extension with the Saints. 623 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered to numerous showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms, high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Good morning, everyone, from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Light traffic across the Bayway. If you're coming in from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Malvis off of 181 and I-10, light traffic all the way to Loxley and no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. Schedule a store pickup or home delivery, SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Right, 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams, less than 10 minutes away with the forecast for the rest of our work week and a look at the tropics as things are very busy out there early in this hurricane season. Also, reminder, our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. This goes back to the discussion from earlier and the questions about shutting down alcohol sales, I guess. Maybe if you get the vaccination, you can go drink after after 11 o'clock because we asked the question, if available, would you get a vaccination for COVID-19? Right now, 79% of y'all say no. The rest saying yes. You can vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Also, if you want to do it over on social media, you can do it at Facebook.com/FMTalk1065. You can vote there as well. All right. And yes, that story, the Alabama Alcohol Beverage Control Board voted yesterday to restrict alcohol sales in the bars and restaurants here in the state of Alabama. Story from our news partners at WKRG. So the board held an emergency meeting during which they voted to order bars and restaurants to stop selling alcohol by 11 p.m. All alcohol must be consumed by 11:30. So go. bars and restaurants will be able to stay open after that time, but the patrons will not be able to drink. Now, in some of the comments yesterday, ABC Board Chairperson Colonel Alan Spencer said, the primary mission of the Alabama ABC Board is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens, and we take this mission very seriously. We are very sensitive to the economic impact this rule will have. This is a gut-wrenching decision we are making today, but it's also gut-wrenching to see the number of Alabamians who are suffering from this disease. So there you go. It is shut down at 11 to protect you from coronavirus. Details on the way.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2utire.com.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. One and two bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Workers and businesses seeking economic help amid the pandemic are closer to assistance.
The GOP's plan includes another round of stimulus checks, cuts enhanced employment benefits from $600 to $200, and would allocate billions to testing and reopening schools. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slammed the Republicans' proposals and the months it took them to draw them up as a slow-motion train wreck.
Not only do we not know if the president supports any of these proposals, We don't even know if Senate Republicans fully support them.
Now, President Trump says the vaccine race, known as Operation Warp Speed, is living up to its name.
We've shaved years off of the time that it takes to develop a vaccine, in some cases, many years.
At the White House, I'm Whitney Wild reporting.
The mayors of six U.S. cities, including Portland, are appealing to Congress to make it illegal for the government to deploy militarized agents. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Outback Steakhouse parent Bloomin Brands says it permanently closed 30 restaurants in the spring. The company booked charges related to the closures, including for restructuring and inventory spoilage. But Bloomin Brands adds that a simplified menu and operations have helped to control costs during the pandemic. Remington Arms has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for the second time in 2 years as the gun maker faces financial troubles, partly because some retailers place restrictions on gun sales after school shootings. A Remington Bushmaster rifle was used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut in 2012 that killed 20 children and 6 adults, making it central to debates over gun policy. Remington has been trying to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the families of the victims related to the marketing of the company's guns. That's scheduled to go on trial next year. Crude oil down 31 cents at $41.29 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's, easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Checking radar this morning. Still some showers out there. Not as many as yesterday in the morning. What's the rest of the day hold? We got some more soakers on the way?
Yeah, definitely. We've got a situation now in the upper atmosphere that will allow a lot of showers to develop, along with a few thunderstorms through the day. And right now, most of the activity is over in Louisiana, but we should see an increase in activity here as we go through the morning and certainly through the afternoon hours. And with the showers and the cloud cover developing, it'll keep temperatures again in the 80s. Yesterday, in fact, we didn't even make it to 80, 79. That's a little unusual. 79 for the high temperature yesterday. Today looks like about 85 for the peak in the middle of the afternoon. Tonight, we'll like to see a few showers around tonight, low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another day with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. High tomorrow, possibly getting into the upper 80s, means we'll have a little bit more sunshine tomorrow, but still a very good chance for afternoon shower activity. But after that, high pressure is going to build across the Florida Peninsula into the Gulf. And that's going to give us mostly sunny skies for Thursday and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high will be around 90 degrees. And then for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and temperatures will be in the lower 90s. So we're going to warm up, and we're going to see fewer showers as we get into Thursday and on through the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching out there now?
Right now, we have a very large tropical wave that is now a little bit closer to the Windward and Leeward Islands, but it's still several hundred miles away. It has the potential of becoming a tropical depression or tropical storm in the next day or so. It's moving in a west-northwest direction, and if it continues on that path, it will likely affect the Leeward Islands and then possibly Puerto Rico as we get into the weekend or early next week. So this is a big one that we'll be watching, which has a lot of potential because the upper atmospheric conditions are favorable for it to intensify and organize.
So this is, once again, that timeline you said for Puerto Rico and the end of the week, or what are we looking at?
That's going to be several days, still several hundred miles away from the Leeward Islands, so that'll carry us on into the weekend, and then it'll be early next week. Most likely it would be affecting areas like Puerto Rico and Hispaniola.
All right. Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast. 6:37 on the way. We've got sports with Dalton, and let's check traffic right now with Kane.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. Looking good so far this Tuesday morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Good ride across the Bayway in each direction. And again, if you traveling from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, to the 1065 split and heading northbound up towards Saraland, there's no delays. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go in Robertsdale. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring located on Highway 59. They're offering great savings store-wide. Bama Flooring. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts, Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
Right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Hey, reminder as well, we are in the midst of another week of the FM Talk 106.5 Fish and Photo Contest brought to you by Sportsman's Marine. And it's on our Facebook page. What you do is you go, you post your fishing picture. Could be you, could be the kids, could be somebody you took fishing. It doesn't have to be you. And you post that picture up, and then you solicit for likes. And the picture that gets the most likes by the end of the week, that person wins an FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Team Dry Fit shirt with the red snapper on there, speckled trout on there, the FM Talk 106.5 logo, the whole nine yards. Check out the details and all the specifics on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. All right, so where are we now with CARES Act 2? It was much discussion yesterday in Washington. Axios reporting this morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other Republican leaders rolled out a roughly $1 trillion proposal for the next round of coronavirus relief funding, which has the White House's seal of approval. It says right here some key provisions of the Republican HEALS Act. And that's what, you know, first of all, why they didn't just call it CARES Act 2 like they were talking about. And number two, the fact that they would call it the acronym the HEALS Act. Now, it's H-E-A-L-S, right? It's healing. But if I'm a Democrat strategist, I'm going to call it the H-E-E-L-S Act, the HEALS Act.
Yeah, and
set themselves up on that one.
Yeah, with the acronym Health, Economic Assistance, Liability Protection, and Schools Act. So,
right.
Like we've mentioned before, what comes first, the acronym or the words that make up that acronym?
I think Well, we've talked to members of Congress that they, and like staffers have admitted off the record that they actually do spend a lot of time coming up with the acronym, which is frustrating to me. Just work on the stuff, y'all. Forget about the acronym. All right. So here's like a quick go-to what's in here. Unemployment benefits will be extended, but at 70% of the individual's lost wages rather than the $600 weekly benefit Americans were receiving under the CARES Act. They will begin a $200 weekly benefit until states, many of which have an outdated system, are able to calculate the new target amount. Also, PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, will be extended. Small businesses with 300 or fewer employees that show a revenue loss of 50% will be able to apply for a second loan in PPP. Stimulus checks will be doled out under the same guideline as in the CARES Act. Direct payments of $1,200 will be available to individuals with a yearly income of up to $75,000. Back to work child care grants are a key White House priority. Schools will also get $105 billion. Roughly $70 billion will go towards K through 12. Schools that reopen will get more immediate access to the money. So it's more of an incentive, it's more of a carrot than a stick from the feds to local school districts. And liability protection, Dalton, the one we were talking about here, which covers claims against a defendant caused by, quote, an actual, alleged, feared, or potential exposure to coronavirus, will be protected in this latest offering from the Republicans in the Senate. So that's what happened yesterday with Mitch McConnell and what is now the HEALS Act. Mm-hmm. We were saying CARES Act 2 to yesterday. Now they've changed it to the HEALS Act because that's important to have an acronym. That's
right.
A new one. Thanks,
and,
guys.
And the Democrats had their own acronym for their package that they passed a couple months ago.
Yeah.
HEROES Act. Remember talking about that? Health
right.
and Economic Recovery Omnibus Emergency Solutions Act.
Oh my gosh. I mean, really, seriously, Washington, seriously, just work on the stuff you're supposed to work on instead of working on the acronym for stuff. Please. we beseech you on that. All right, 6:43 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. Dalton's got an update on sports, and we'll check headlines from WKRG next.
Hey, Gulf Coast, Greg Halliday here with Kobe Subaru. If a staycation is part of your summer plans, let Kobe Subaru help. With the Go Anywhere Crosstrek, the luxurious Legacy, or audacious WRX, Kobe Subaru is the place to start. With these vehicles having rates as low as 0%, now is the perfect time to buy. Qualified buyers can put their first payment off till fall and enjoy the summer. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a three-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
The Department of Labor can help workers and employers with unemployment claims related to COVID-19. File claims and get more information at labor.alabama.gov. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Department of Labor, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station, with funding provided by the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment and Training Administration, and the Federal Workforce Opportunity Innovation Act. An equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities.
FM Talk 1065 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, 646 FM Talk 1065. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, one day after it was announced that four players on the Miami Marlins had tested positive for COVID-19, seven more players and two coaches from the team also tested positive on Monday. The Marlins had just wrapped up a three-game series in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Their home opener against Baltimore on Monday night was postponed, along with the Phillies matchup against the Yankees. Instead of heading back to Miami, the Marlins will bus to Baltimore for games against the Orioles on Wednesday and Thursday night. And tonight's Phillies game against the Yankees is also expected to be postponed if test results for Philly are still unknown. Meanwhile, after a scheduled meeting with 30 team owners, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB Network that they are not yet considering shutting down the season. Manfred said officials knew there would be positive tests at some point, and its testing plan was built to handle such an incident.
But I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Well, there were nine games played yesterday, with the Philly and Miami games postponed for testing and the White Sox-Indians game postponed due to weather. The Atlanta Braves fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 14-5. Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson opened the scoring in the second inning with his second home run in 2 days, but the Rays scored 8 runs in the fourth inning to blow the game open. Braves pitcher Mike Foltynewicz gave up 6 runs and took the loss for the Braves. Tampa outfielder Hunter Renfro hit 2 deep and put up 4 RBI in the win. The Braves and Rays are scheduled to play again tonight in Tampa at 5:40 before heading back to Atlanta for the home opener against Tampa tomorrow night. The Mets bounced back from a big loss to the Braves on Sunday with a 7-4 win over Boston last night. Anthony Rizzo hit his third home run of the year, and the Cubs beat the Reds 8-7. Teoscar Hernandez hit 2 of Toronto's 4 home runs against the Nationals, with the Blue Jays beating Washington 4-1. Oakland shut out the LA Angels 3-0. The Padres scored 5 fourth-inning runs in a 6-1 win over the Diamondbacks. Houston beat Seattle 8-5 with homers from Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve. Kansas City hit 6 homers in a 14-6 win over Detroit, and Milwaukee rallied with 4 runs in the ninth inning to beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in 11 innings. With the Alabama High School Athletic Association announcing last week that the fall sports calendar will go ahead as scheduled, the association's leaders left the decision of whether to play those fall sports up to individual schools and school districts. Mobile County and Birmingham City Schools have already announced that there will be no middle school sports played this year. And yesterday, according to Ben Thomas from AL.com, Greene and Sumter counties became the first to announce that they would delay varsity sports for at least the first 9 weeks of the season. Greene County High and Sumter Central are the only two high schools whose seasons have now been postponed, although it does affect each team that those two schools had on their schedules. Greene County competes in 3A Region 1, while Sumter competes in 4A Region 3. The Athletic Association Executive Director Steve Savarese said last week that games in which one team is unable to compete will result in a forfeit victory for the opponent. The two counties' decisions could also be a sign of things to come as we await the ruling on fall varsity sports from other school districts across the state. In college athletics, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference became the 8th Division I conference to cancel fall sports for the 2020 season. The MAAC does not compete in football. The decision affects other sports, including soccer, volleyball, and cross country. The 7 other conferences that have postponed their seasons do compete in football. The American East, Atlantic 10, Colonial Athletic Association, Ivy League, Mideastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and SWAC have all postponed their years. So far, the Big Ten and Pac-12 are the only Power 5 conferences to announce that they'll play conference-only schedules this fall. We're still awaiting word from the SEC, ACC, and the Big 12. New Orleans Saints future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees continues to give back to the community. yesterday on his Instagram page. Alongside his wife, Brittany, Breeze announced that they're donating another $5 million through the Breeze Dream Foundation to help fight COVID-19 in Louisiana. Breeze said that the money will go towards building health care centers around the state.
In partnership with Ochsner Health, we will create community health centers in underserved communities throughout the great state of Louisiana. These health centers will offer primary and specialty care to communities who need it most and promote health equity for all.
Back in March, Breeze donated $5 million to help feed people in the state during the pandemic. With the release of yesterday's video, Number 9 wrote that he and his wife, Brittany, have always tried to address the greatest needs of their communities through their foundation and personal giving. Breeze, preparing to begin his 20th season in the NFL and his 15th with New Orleans, in March he signed a two-year, $50 million contract extension with the Saints. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered and numerous showers with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms, high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. We've got an abandoned car on the side of the road with airbags deployed there at Highway 59 around the 54-mile marker. It's going to be in the Stockton area, but not affecting traffic. It's a good ride still across the Bayway and the Causeway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 weeks at French Fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the three fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Obviously, airbags work if you got an abandoned vehicle with the airbags deployed. Somebody could walk away from that accident. I'll get more from Kane coming up in just a little bit. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. You see this, Dalton, Google planning to keep 200,000 full-time and contract employees working remotely until July of 2021, a year from now, according to Wall Street Journal yesterday. Other tech firms have announced long-term plans to keep employees working from home due to restrictions from the coronavirus pandemic, but Google would be the first to extend remote working into the middle of next year. According to the Wall Street Journal's Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google parent company Alphabet made the call last week following a meeting with top company executives. Google spokesperson told The Verge that But Chai sent an email to employees yesterday morning announcing the plan to give employees the ability to plan ahead. We're extending our global voluntary work from home option through June 30th of 2021 for roles that don't need to be in the office. I mean, it's a long game they're playing there.
Yeah, it really is. And as you mentioned, other companies have started doing this as well. But
yeah, Facebook is doing it, I think. What, and, Twitter?
Yeah, Amazon. But, you know, if you can't work remotely for Google, where can you work remotely from? I mean, we're talking about a site that is supposed to be, you know, at the highest of highs for tech companies. So it only makes sense to me that Google would be able to do this. They're not exactly working on engines and cars or anything like that.
Right, and that's one of the things, too, you're going to see, you're already seeing it, a separation out there, right, between different kinds of businesses. You'll see people pushing for this law or this kind of shutdown because it maybe doesn't affect their business the same way it affects a business if you're selling widgets to people firsthand in a retail setting. So, I mean, what might be good for Google, right, or be fine for Google, is absolutely the wrong thing for ABC Widget Company in Maine, you know, Anywheresville, USA. That's mm-hmm. going to be the problem. People will look at these stories and go, oh, well, look, they can do remote working, but not everybody can.
Right, and you know what? I don't know if I've seen any of those Google Earth cars driving around lately. Have they kept them off the roads, or I don't know. You know,
do I ever? I mean, we see them. They come by the radio station about once every 6 months. So, have you seen the Google car out there taking pictures out there? Are they still working, driving around? Let us know on the text line 343-0106. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay right there. Headlines from WKRG now.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Milton High School track and field coach is among the latest in Northwest Florida to die from COVID-19. Coach Joe Austin died Sunday night after a battle with coronavirus. His wife began posting about his illness July 11th. Over 6,000 people have died statewide since March. Florida's state revenue is dropping as the pandemic ravages the state's economy. State officials say revenues posted in June were $427 million lower than expected. So far, the state's lost nearly $2 billion for the fiscal year so far. Two Pensacola police officers are being hailed as heroes after saving a 3-year-old girl found floating in a swimming pool. Officers Kyle Skipper and Robert Lindblom rescued the child last month. The two officers performed CPR until the child began breathing again. Paramedics then arrived to rush her to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register.